Guelph Today received the following letter to the editor from reader Ryan Laser in response to the letter eliminating library fines about avoiding confrontation. Regardless of some real or fabricated idea of confrontation between library staff and late-paying patrons, eliminating late fees is an empirically backed move towards equity that removes barriers to access for low-income patrons. Low-income individuals, like those who are on ODSP or OW and up to $1,228 or $733 a month respectively, may avoid accessing libraries, a public good, for fear of incurring debt. In some cases, such as in San Diego, eliminating late fees can also save money, as less resources are required to chase down these debts. Further, even if increasing access to the library does cost $200,000, the many public and personal benefits of this great public institution are well worth it. I also wonder if letter writer and late fee supporter Ed Gilpin is similarly hand-wringing over the projected $2,107,600 or 4.14% increase to the Guelph police budget in 2023, or the $2,555,500 or 5.29% increase in 2022. My guess is not. With a forecasted 2024 police services budget of $54,731,050, $200,000 is a paltry amount. Even further, increasing literacy rates results in a reduction of crime. If anything, then, removing late fees, which in turn increases literacy, should be celebrated. Maybe then the taxpayer won't have to worry so much about supporting absurd police budget increases. Finally, in an appeal to the common humanity of the whole issue, I imagine that if late fee supporters like letter writer Ed Gilpin knew the struggle of living off $1,228 or $733 for a month, well below the poverty line, and what it was like to access the food bank, which one can only do twice a month, they would feel a little more generous on the whole issue. I heard reading can even increase one's empathy. Ryan Laser.